Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Michael is a college senior with a 3.96 UGPA and practice tests from 155 to 160. Here's what Michael has to say.
I want to work in end-of-life healthcare law and have been volunteering / interning with hospitals and government programs for the past 3 years. So here's my question. Okay. Yeah, interesting career.
Very specific. I love it. You know, like hopefully you have relevant experience in that area that you could talk about in a personal statement. That would be great.
Yeah, probably from this volunteer work. So here's my question. Assuming a T14 or highly ranked regional school, preferably SEUSA for me, okay, Southeastern United States, somewhere like UVA, Duke, or Vanderbilt, decides not to throw out my application when I'm at the 25th percentile / lower LSAT score, how much of an impact would a personal statement about my experiences practicing within this unique choice of law matter? Hopefully it won't be a question because I'll get my goal score, but in the situation I don't, what do y'all think? Hey, you can shoot your shot. I just think you're setting yourself up to pay more than you probably want to pay.
You're just not getting into UVA or Duke with a 155 or a 160.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be.
Well, we don't know what the score will ultimately be, but he's saying if I'm at the 25th percentile, what is the 25th percentile for that? Is it?
Yeah, I don't know. If you are at the 25th percentile, then yeah, they admit 25% of the class who look like you. They admit 75% of the class who have higher LSAT than you.
But they also
will be footing
you.
The bill. Like you're going to be paying for you and the people who scored 170. And then you're going to be competing with those people for grades.
Yeah.
It's just a bad, like that. We would never recommend that you go to Duke with a 25th percentile LSAT for Duke. We would not recommend that you go to UVA with a 25th percentile LSAT for UVA. Because you're just going to overpay.
Do you know the burn your boats analogy?
Yeah.
This is the opposite. This is no. Keep some boats on the shoreline in case we want to run away.
Yeah. If not, like build more boats next to the boats you already have.
Yeah.
Before you set out on your expedition across that island. I'm not sure what we were doing on this expedition, but we decided to just stay in the harbor for a little bit longer. And you need a better LSAT for those kinds of schools. Otherwise, you're just going to wildly overpay. Now, hey, look, they do admit a quarter of their class with lower than their 25th percentile LSAT.
Mm-hmm.
Do personal statements matter in those cases? Yeah, probably. Grades and personal statement. Your grades are great. Your grades are going to be right in the conversation. But your LSAT right now is making your UGPA very sad.
Yep. And your experience. I mean, you actually have something to write about that's very applicable to your law school application.
But I will add that Michael is a college senior. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, you've done some stuff. You've got some
stuff. Yeah.
You've got some resume items. I'm not trying to like belittle you, but it's not like you were working in a job. You didn't work in a hospital for 3 years or whatever.
But some students, they're like, I don't even know what to talk about because all I've done is school and I've never.
Oh, it's any. Trust yeah. me. For a college senior, Michael's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
He's just still a college senior.
Yeah.
And if you know, you're going to be selling them on your like academic promise. As a college senior who's trying to go straight K through JD.
Yeah.
If that's you, then why would they do that for a low LSAT candidate? Right. Like you can get high LSAT, no experience.
Yep.
Or sorry, I guess I should say, yeah, the high LSAT, no experience is clearly better than low LSAT and some internships.
Yep. 100%.
Sorry, Michael, I don't think that's the news that he wanted. It will matter on the margins, but you don't want to even be on the margins. Like, why not just bulldoze down the front door with a 170?
Yeah. Or the margins that we're talking about are you being so far above their numbers that you're competing with other people who have similar high numbers. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Michael. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.